It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M, and it's Moffy with you this morning. As we mentioned, we're getting right behind the CEX Community Crew Sleepout this year. It's happening next Wednesday night. In fact, our own boss, who we're going to have a chat to a little bit later on, Luke, is going to be sleeping out under the stars in the nice, cool weather. And it's all for a good cause, because the money will be split between two local charities. One of those is the Warina Domestic and Family Violence Specialist Services, and their CEO, Charlotte Young, is on the phone right now. Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning, Morphy. Nice to speak with you.
Yeah, you too. Look, it's a great thing, the CEX Sleepout, and half of the funding from this that's raised will be going to you guys.
Oh, look, it's absolutely fantastic. The CEX have been instrumental in bringing the Sleepout to Coffs Harbour. I mean, we started off sleeping in their auditorium, but that was probably only the first time, and then we moved to the big stadium. So that's where everyone sleeps. It's a fantastic event. The CEX crew are just amazing with the beautiful soup and the food that they provide you with. They really look after you to ensure we get a great roll-up at the Sleepout.
Charlotte, tell me a little bit about Warina. What do you guys do?
Okay, well, we're the primary specialist domestic and family violence service in Coffs Harbour. Historically, we used to just work with women and children, but a number of years ago, about 5 or 6 years ago, we also went into the men's behaviour change space. So we deliver men's behaviour change programs. We manage the Women's Court Advocacy Service, which provides services through from Coffs Harbour, Ballingen Courts, all the way to McLean and Grafton Court. Through that program, there's also our support for people accessing family law court when they've experienced domestic and family violence in their relationship. We also have the Women and Children's Refuge, which provides crisis accommodation to 5 or 6 families at any given time. And they've also got an outreach program so they can work with people in the community, because as you could imagine, there's not always going to be a bed available, but it gives people time to test out and find out and get information around what they might need to do given their life experiences. And we also manage the Stay in Home Leading Violence program, which provides safety and security upgrades to women and children living in their own home after they've left domestic and family violence. So we're pretty busy covering all of those spaces. And, you know, we are government funded. However, any of the money that we raise from the donations from the Sleepout goes back to supporting clients directly. It might be for accommodation. It might be returning to family. It could be a whole range of things that we'd be using those donations on. So they're really well utilised, and we couldn't get by without them, actually, without the Sleepout funding. Now we've got so used to it.
Charlotte, you mentioned about being government funded, but I mean, that's the reality is that funding really is just going to cover the basics, isn't it?
Yes. And given, you know, you overlay the housing and crisis that we have in Coffs Harbour, the shortage of affordable properties, the impact is huge, you know, on homelessness, everything. It's just a real ripple effect in Coffs Harbour with everything that's going on. So, you know, there's never going to be enough, and there'll never be enough housing to provide people with options around where they can live safely.
What change have you seen in, say, the last 5 years or so, or even the last 2 years or so, when it comes to, you know, people struggling to find a home?
Look, we all know the reasons why. It's happening in Coffs Harbour, but it's a statewide issue at the moment. For me, I would say that governments haven't actually adequately thought about affordable housing. Government got out of the business of housing, and I think that created huge impacts. COVID decimated and gave people opportunities once it had ended for people to be moved out and for rents to go up. It's a myriad of reasons why we're in the situation that we are in now. But for the work that we do, for a lot of women and children, they will stay in unsafe situations, experiencing abuse, because they've got nowhere to go.
Mm.
If you're going to move, you've got to have a home.
What's it like when they come in to you guys?
Well, they're in crisis. You know, no one would choose to come into a refuge if they could avoid that. You know, you have children leaving their pets behind. You have children coming completely out of their comfort zone. If you have a child who's got some neurodiverse issues, for them to leave their routine and come to a refuge or even to go into a motel, it's just a nightmare. So I think they're facing a whole range of reasons as to why they would stay, and the limited choices that really compound that for them.
Now, we've got a whole bunch of people from business, community and stuff like that who are going to be sleeping out at the CEX Community Crew Sleepout next Wednesday night. For anyone that's listening to us at the moment, you see this every day, the effects in our community. What would you be saying to people when it comes to donating for this?
Well, definitely dig deep. But I also would say to everybody that, you know, we can all make a difference and we can change the community that we live in. We can't walk away when we see things that don't sit well with us. I think we've got to raise our children better than we have in the past. So I would say focus on your family and, yeah, dig deep.
Yeah. Exactly. Wise words. Charlotte, thank you so much for your time this morning and all the best. And thank you for what you and your team do.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Yeah, incredible words and an incredible organisation that's there for the community when they need them in possibly the worst time of their life. If you can donate, please do. Any amount, small or large, will make a difference. Just go to our Facebook page, Triple M Coffs Coast. The link is there, the 2023 CEX Community Crew Sleepout.